Recognize that sound? That's right, it's Kazoo Festival time again, everybody. Kazoo, in collaboration with the Wellington Brewery and CFRU, bring you 5 days of music, film screenings, a zine and comic expo, and Jenny Omnicord's Video Feedback Kids Disco. Musical performances by Elfin Saddle, Evening Hymns, Ian Soft, King Cobb Steely, Bonjay, Skeen, Miramichi, Cassiomancy, Wax Mannequin, Gobble Gobble, Rich Acoin, Harbor Coats, Kid Street, Decisive, Motem, Anagram, Skeletones 4, and many more. Catch all the details online at www.kazookazoo.ca. All happening April 13th to 17th.
Welcome to Kazoo Podcast number 4. I'm your host, Boston Carlisle. Today we'll be joined on the show by Bonjay a little bit later in the episode. The first track we're going to hear on today's podcast is by Evening Hymns. Evening Hymns are playing with Elfin Saddle and Mike Duguay. This song is called Broken Rifle from their last album, Spirit Guides. Here it is on Kazoo Podcast number 4.
I called your name into hoping she'll come back. You know she might come back. But you can't let them hold you all them could have been. Cause they ain't right now, so it ain't no sin. Baby, love me a while. Just for a while. You know little lies, they don't mean that much. Love me while you're waiting on another. Love me a while. I move quicker with a soft touch.
That was $100. Simone from $100 is playing at the Cornerstone as Simon Downs. She's playing with Ein Sof, and that's bound to be a good show. I now have a track lined up by Kid Street from their brand new album. This song is titled simply Song. Thank you.
You're the finest, most decent, most deeply humane man I've ever known. I'm putting you down for additional medication, son.
I'ma sell my soul to the devil for a song that'll sell out the dome. A rebel with a cause, and the cause is beyond the four elements of the genre we all thought was gone when Nas played God, a coroner. I'm so sorry for your loss, my condolences, but it was far from embalmed, an identity crisis possibly, but rap rock it was not. Gone are the days when Tupac waved two middle fingers out the window of a rolling car, or when Shug promised he wouldn't dance in your video, come to death row at the Source Awards, or when Snoop got food. What, the East Coast ain't got no love for Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, or when Wu-Tang Killer B buzzed on that New York stage that meth hopped off and brought pain to the spectators in the audience, and I watched them glued to my monitor. A chubby white boy with a moniker misspelled, cause rappers can't spell. Now I'm on the other side of the table, declaring war on the mayor. Pace one, the takeover. Find me a rhymer better than Decisive. Name one. Nope. Jay Reatard, Daniel Johnston, raps Damian Abraham. Fuff the nonsense. I came to change the game like four bullets through Chris Wallace's car door. Rob Ford.
Thank you, Doctor. Pusher should receive the death penalty. Of such stuff are due rights made. Get there firstest with the brownest nose, while down in the dim gray wards and day rooms, where the do wrongs hawk and spit and shiver and vomit, Nick Huff Crocker wouldn't give me a goofball.
My daddy told me, don't fear what we don't see. A ghost is nothing but a demi-morphine. But what we can't see can't bleed. We can't kill what we can't feel. I'd rather fear the unknown than some Joe with a gun loaded, unloading it, than blowing out gun smoke. I can believe that, at least see that, squeeze that 9mm with these hands. Dog, a dump him in a trust kit in a haunted house. Trust me, go run quick, fast, whiplash. I'm sick home, so sick of home, and their thin quotes where rappers whine and cry and argue all day about why they all ain't signed. Volume up, talking like they belong inside City Hall. You can play mayor, I'm declaring war. Pace one, the takeover. Find me a rhymer better than Decisive. Name one. Nope, Henry Rollins, Warren Zevon. Dark order, the war has begun. I came to change the game like 9 bullets through Curtis Jackson's jawbone. Rob Ford.
Says I got the wrong attitude. I should see the chaplain get straight with Jesus. All arts, all sciences, a fasting Greek knows. Bid him go to hell he go.
You're tuned into Kazoo Festival Podcast number 4, the last podcast of the series. The festival is about to commence tomorrow night with the opening party. Go over to www.kazookazoo.ca to find out the full schedule details. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. we have the opening night party at the Ed Video Gallery on 40 Baker Street with a drink and draw, video game jockey, and kazoo poster show. And later that night at the E-Bar, Evening Hymns, Elf and Saddle, and Mike Duguay will start off the musical festivities. There's a band playing this festival that has a very creative name. That band is the Terror Pigeon Dance Revolt, and that is who we're going to hear from next, from their album, Have the Best Day of Your Life! Exclamation mark.
Thank you.
was Terror Pigeon, Dance Revolt. They are going to be playing the very last set of the festival. They're playing with Gobble Gobble and Rich Acoin at Van Gogh's First Floor on Sunday night. We're now going to hear from another band that's playing on Sunday, Call Your Friends. They have some recordings in the works. Here is a live song from Carl Skeen's radio show. Carl Skeen does a show on CFRU. Call Your Friends did a live performance on that show about a year ago. And you may remember Carl Skeen from the very first podcast series that we did, podcast number one. Carl was on the show playing some of his brand new tracks. Carl's playing the festival as well. Skeen is playing with Bonjay, who we're going to be talking to shortly, and Miramichi, the same night that I'm DJing with Cat People. Live Action Fez is also the other half of Cat People. So there's a lot of tie-ins here. Here is the live recording of Call Your Friends from Carl Skeen's radio show.
Shapes of maps today, how am I to find my way? I can't trust a word you said to me. I made a monster of you. Watchdog, terror people, I always think we'll stand for that. And everyone's loud, they'll make noise. I've gotta get the watchdogs to terror all the people just for less.
there beside the tributary, lying naked and bare when I saw you. I was just a boy who was looking for a girl I dug when I saw you. Dad told me to look to the rough, a girl to love when I saw you. Coming down the country to get your hand. Don't know why I'm off from. What did I do to collect you? And I won't close the window in every room. What do you do through and through? And I'll come running up the X-Speed. The cops and all the lands are coming down the country to get your hand. I don't know why I'm off from. What did I do to collect you? And I won't close the window in every room. What do you do through and through when I come running up to you? Speaking the cops and all the lands are coming down the country, get your hand. Don't know why, my friend, what did I do? Collect you. I will close the window in every room. I will close the window in every room.
Hello.
Hey, Boston.
All right. I am joined now by Ian from Bonje. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks.
Ian Faux Swain. Now, you asked me to not directly refer to you as Faux because it's kind of nickname, but do you mind us explaining the nickname quickly?
Yeah, for sure. When I was in high school, we would go for pho all the time, the Vietnamese brothy soup, and so that became my nickname. And yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people call me pho still. My mom calls me pho from time to time, but as we increasingly play, you know, I kind of come from DJing and like hip hop oriented things, but as we increasingly play with indie bands who all use their government names, and we, you know, do stuff on the CBC, it feels a bit odd to have like a, I don't know, like a round table where people are named Mike, Samir, and Faux. So I use my real name more often now.
Fair enough. Well, this is Kazoo podcast, so we can go with Faux or Ian. Either one will be cool with us.
Okay.
Oddly enough, I suspected that maybe it was had those origins. That maybe you're into that style of food.
Yeah, you know, I rarely have it anymore. And I should caution you that after I've been calling myself that for a few years, someone Vietnamese filled me in that it's not even pronounced pho. It's actually pronounced pho in Vietnamese.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm the Canadian version, so I go my own way.
All right. A little bit of inside pronunciation, Vietnamese pronunciation there for the listeners. Now, the name of your, on the subject of names still, the name of your project, Bonje, comes from a Spice Island slang. Now, what is the Spice Island?
Grenada. Alana's mom is from Grenada. And I guess they grew a lot of nutmeg there back in the day. So, yeah, they call it the Spice Island.
All right, and it is, Bonje is Spice Island slang for good God.
Yeah, it's, so Grenada has a, you know, as does much of the Caribbean, has an interesting past of Spanish, French, and British history. And so a lot of, like, their version of, you know, Jamaican patois, they call it Creole, it's, French or some Spanish influences and stuff like that. So Bonje is actually Bon Dieu in French, which is good God. But they have obviously their own way of saying it. It's, you know, they have their own Grenadian style.
All right. Lots of language learning points to come out of your band. I bet you didn't realize you'd be giving such a language lesson on the show today.
I did not, no.
Now, to a little bit of history of the band, something that I am not super familiar with is this reference to the disorganized parties scene in Ottawa that you grew out of. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was kind of that mid-2000s open concept party scene. So we weren't aware of these other parties at the time, but, you know, starting at about exactly the same time were things like Howartronics, which gave birth to Diplo and Major Lazer, and the Rub in New York City, which is a bunch of great DJs. So that's how we got started. Is I met Alana at one of the first editions of that party, and then she started to get up, and I would do re-edits of you know, cool, forward-thinking, weird dance music. And then she would cover different songs over top with vocals. She would just, like, stand on a chair in this basement where we used to throw those parties. And that's definitely an era that is over right now, I think. At the time, it was one of those genuine word-of-mouth things, just something that started with, like, us and 30 friends in the loft and grew to something much, much bigger. And, you know, Bonje has grown and changed from something that was just a dance floor kind of thing. But, that's definitely where we got our start. And the other, my two friends that I started the party with, they've gone on to become a duo called Jokers of the Scene, who are pretty big in the world of techno now, and they tour the world. So it is funny how so many things just start with, like, a few friends throwing a party for their friends in the basement.
That reminds me sort of the beginnings, actually, of rave culture in the UK and their word-of-mouth parties, where they'd write down the address of the next party on a mixtape that somebody made by hand and written all in on handwriting.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's the same kind of thing. Yeah, it's funny to look back. We definitely never thought that it would turn into this thing that would allow us to sort of see the world and play music for people all over. But I guess that's how anything starts. Is it just it's some people with some ideas and, you know, putting in a lot of effort and energy, and then if you get a few lucky breaks, then it can turn into something much bigger.
Speaking of the UK, do you have some UK dates coming up?
Yeah, we're going to play The Great Escape, which is sort of the European version of South by Southwest for emerging bands. And we're going to do a few dates in London around that, and maybe elsewhere in the UK as well. And then we're going to spend a couple months in Berlin as well to work on our full-length record that will probably come out in early 2012.
The dance music culture in the UK, I imagine, is quite an important place for you to get your music out to. So congratulations on making headway over there.
Thank you.
And how did you mention South by Southwest? How did that go for you this year?
That was really cool, actually. I think for us, like, we definitely got our start on dance floor-oriented stuff. But then, even if you listen back to the earlier things, like our cover of Staring at the Sun by TV on the Radio and stuff, you know, Alana's voice and her whole approach to songwriting is much more nuanced. You know, she grew up singing soul music in the church, and she's definitely not, you know, that kind of, like, hey, everybody, let's get the party hype kind of person. I mean, she's kind of that, but she's more than that, let's say. So the exciting thing for me is that there's a whole range of acts coming up that we fit into a bit more nicely, like people coming out like Jamie Woon, let's say, who are singer-songwriters who incorporate elements of, you know, I guess bass music or dance music, broadly speaking, but they use them in songs, not just dance floor tracks. People like Mount Kimby, Caribou and stuff like that. We went to South by Southwest last year, and, you know, it was good. But this year we definitely noticed that I guess people have their heads much more into the notion that you can be influenced by dance music, but it doesn't have to be, you know, beat you over the head electro house with rapping on it.
Hence the day and age we live in where genres almost mean nothing anymore and people can pull in whatever they want. And it definitely seems like you guys fit right in with that momentum that we have.
Absolutely, yeah.
So this won't be your first time to Guelph. You played Guelph a little while ago at the Albion. What do you have any memories of that being a bad night or a good night?
The last show at the Albion was a good one. I think that the most memorable was we did a show in early February, 2010, I think it was, at the Albion, and drove up from Toronto, and it really was one of those wild scenes that, you know, like you compare it to like something from a film or whatever. People chanting our name and just hanging off the ceiling practically. It was a sweatbox up there. So we have some really good memories of Guelph.
All right. Well, we're hoping to recreate some of those memories and make new memories at Kazoo Festival this year in cinema. And I wanted to ask you for a track of yours that we could play on the podcast here before we're out of time.
Yeah. Sorry, of ours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go with something more dance-oriented, because we probably will, you know, doing a late-night show on Friday, we'll push some high energy out there. This is a cover that we did of Feist, and it's one of the last bootlegs that we did before we started making all original music. The original tune is called Glitch Rub, so we call this one Bonje's Feisty Rub.
I also wanted to ask you for a request before we finish the interview, a request for, I'm going to be DJing as one of the DJs for the in-between parts and after parts of your night. Did you have anything that you wanted to request for the DJs that are playing right after?
I'm going to request something from a bit of a kindred spirit here in Toronto, a guy called Egyptrix. And I'm a DJ too, so I'm not going to be too specific. I'm going to let you play to the mood of the room and pick a tune that's just right. But anything off of Egyptrix's Bible Eyes album. He's sort of a like-minded person in that he's using the template of dance music, but he's doing some interesting left-field things with it.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much for joining us on the show today, and I look forward to your set during Kazoo Festival.
I'll see you on Friday, Boston.
All right, thanks, Ian.
Easy.
Bye. We had an interview there with Ian Swain from Bonje will be playing the Kazoo Festival late night dance party in Cinema Studios. Cat People will be DJing that as well. Thank you for listening to the podcast series. And you can hear more Kazoo updates on my weekly radio show on CFRU on Tuesday mornings, 9 to 11.
Recognize that sound? That's right, it's Kazoo Festival time again, everybody. Kazoo, in collaboration with the Wellington Brewery and CFRU, bring you 5 days of music, film screenings, a zine and comic expo, and Jenny Omnicord's Video Feedback Kids Disco. Musical performances by Elfin Saddle, Evening Hymns, Ian Soft, King Cobb Steely, Bonje, Skeen, Miramichi, Tassiomancy, Wax Mannequin, Gobble Gobble, Rich Acoin, Harbor Coats, Kid Street, Decisive, Motem, Anagram, Skeletones 4, and many more. Catch all the details online at www.kazookazoo.ca. All happening April 13th to 17th.